It was a party atmosphere inside the long, narrow shipping warehouse at Harbor Paper. Several hundred people milled about as dignitaries, including Governor Chris Gregoire, mounted a makeshift stage.
I am just delighted to be here this morning with all of you. It's a day to celebrate and a day to celebrate renewal.
It was nearly a year and a half ago this mill shut down, putting 250 people out of work at a time when the economy offered no hope for a laid-off worker. Back then, I stood outside the shuttered mill with David Quigg, whose family ran the business. He broke down as he told me about the meeting where they let their employees know.
That was real hard. Because I put a draft together of what we would say, and, you know, you just think, you just do it because it's work, but then it was real. That was hard.
Quigg always held out hope the mill could reopen. Recently, it was sold to Harbor Paper, a new company. It will be run by the mill's old CEO, John Begley, who says they'll still make 100% recycled paper, something this mill was famous for. But he says it's a much leaner operation.
We really attacked our cost structure. We have 175 employees. The old company had 230. We've increased productivity by about 10%, which reduces your overall costs.
And Harbor Paper has locked in a customer-in-chief, International Forest Products, which supplies stores like Staples. The fact this paper mill is back open again is nothing short of a miracle, especially since...
I don't expect that we'll see many more shut-down pulp and paper mills in the Northwest to start up again.
Håkon Ekström is a wood products market analyst in Seattle. He says it's been a tough few decades for Northwest paper mills. Those that didn't invest in the latest technologies shut down. From Ekström's perspective, the mill at Grays Harbor has become cost-efficient enough to reopen for a niche market, recycled paper. But he says its managers can't stop here.
They're competing with other mills around the world, and they have to stay competitive and keep investing.
No one is more determined to help this reopened plant succeed than Ron Grant. I find him manning a station near the end of the paper assembly line.
Basically take 77 and a half inch rolls, big diameter rolls, and we convert it into 8.5 by 11 copy paper.
Grant worked here for 16 years before he was laid off when Grays Harbor Paper closed. He says he and his wife lost their home as a result.
It was tough. It was very tough.
Grant got some retraining and his commercial driver's license. Temporary road work with the state helped pay the bills. Then one day, the phone rang.
And I saw the caller ID was Harbor Paper. And I looked at the wife. She looked at me. She goes, well, why don't we answer that phone? And I said, you didn't have to ask me twice.
It must feel pretty good to stand here and feel the hum of this plant under your feet and know you're getting a paycheck.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's something we all, when we were out of work, dreamed and hoped for to come back someday.
You hear the sound of that dream come true with the noon steam whistle. It's a signal to the whole community that the mill is back. I'm Austin Jenkins in Hoquiam, Washington.